Muslim American leaders in swing states vow to defeat Biden in 2024, we will change the vote. By Christina Wong on December 3, 2023. Muslim American leaders from swing states launched the hashtag Abandon Biden campaign on Saturday, vowing to defeat President Joe Biden in 2024 due to his unwillingness to call for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. During a press conference in Michigan, about a dozen leaders from swing states Michigan, Minnesota, Arizona, Wisconsin, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania vowed not to vote for him, accusing him of abandoning Muslim Americans who helped him win in 2020. Watch video here. Muslim Americans have come together finally to state in completely clear terms that the position of the Biden administration is a red line for all Muslim Americans, said Hassan Abdul Salam, leader of the hashtag Abandon Biden National Coalition and assistant professor of sociology at the University of Minnesota. While some of the leaders delivered a warning to Biden to change his stance, others said he had already lost their votes. You won by 20,000 votes. We will change the vote. We will swing it and we won't be standing with you this upcoming election, Tariq Amin from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, said. Another leader, Hazim Nazaretim from Arizona, said. Biden only won by 10,500 votes. And the U.S. Policy and Immigration Center at UC San Diego, as well as Arizona State, estimate that there are over 25,000 Muslim voters in the state of Arizona. And I will work day and night to ensure that those voters abandon Biden this election and that we can guarantee that Arizona will not stand with a man who has tainted the blue wave with red. Hassan Chibli, an attorney and Muslim American leader from Florida, said, we will do everything in our power to make sure Biden does not get the critical swing state of Florida. Related video, Kirby, we don't know when Israel/Hamas negotiations will resume. We cannot allow Genocide Joe to have another term in office after he has the blood of Palestinian children on his hands, he added. Now is the time to resist by every means possible. Samer Lukman, a community leader from Michigan, said, we're here to send the resounding message that we are going to continue organizing, communicating, reaching, and mobilizing Muslims to abandon a man who abandoned the people of Gaza, she added. I'm here to tell you this divide and that on behalf of the Michigan Muslim community. We will not be voting for you either in the primary or in the general elections. This is also a message that no matter how many people you contact to deter us, no matter what pathetic or sorry attempts that Blinken tries to make to mitigate future bombings, no matter how you try to change the narrative or the subject, we will never forget that you've already crossed the line on October 31, 2023, simply by not calling for a ceasefire. Khalid Turani, also from Michigan, vowed to make Biden a one-term president. Joe Biden will go in history as he became one-term president because of his stance on the genocide in Gaza. And we make sure of that. Now we're going to make sure that by announcing now that we're going to abandon Biden, we're going to punish him by making them one-term president. We're going to mobilize and we're going to expand the alliance of people who want to abandon Joe Biden because of his stance on the genocide in Gaza. Jelani Hussein with the hashtag Abandon Biden campaign declared Biden's presidential re-election campaign already lost. To close off this press conference today, we are announcing that President Biden has lost the 2024 election. We are not powerless as American Muslims. We are powerful. We don't only have the money, but we have the actual votes, he said. Related video, Lindsey Graham, 4 more years of Biden. U.S. will be unrecognizable, world will be on fire. As protests by the left have grown, the Biden administration has shifted their stance from one of unconditional support for close ally Israel to one calling for pauses to recover hostages and deliver humanitarian aid into Gaza. Biden has also opened the door to making U.S. aid to Israel conditional, recently calling it a worthwhile thought. Biden administration officials have repeatedly publicly called on Israel to abide by the laws of war. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Saturday warned Israel, "You can only win in urban warfare by protecting civilians. I have repeatedly made clear to Israel's leaders that protecting Palestinian civilians in Gaza is both a moral responsibility and a strategic imperative," he said. "And so I have personally pushed Israeli leaders to avoid civilian casualties, and to shun irresponsible rhetoric, and to prevent violence by settlers in the West Bank, and to dramatically expand access to humanitarian aid. He concluded, "And so two things are true, any state has a duty to respond to a terrorist attack like October 7th. And every state has a duty to protect civilians during armed conflict." Related video, Joe Biden claims Hamas attacked Israel because he was going to bring peace to Middle East. A recent report said Secretary of State Antony Blinken told Israel that it lacked credit to defeat Hamas. The Times of Israel released a transcript of Blinken's meeting with Israel's war cabinet, where Blinken lectured Israel's leaders. According to the reported transcript, the following was said. Blinken, you can't operate in southern Gaza in the way you did in the north. There are 2 million Palestinians there. You need to evacuate fewer people from their homes. Be more accurate in the attacks, not hit UN facilities, and ensure that there are enough protected areas for civilians. And if not, then not to attack where there is a civilian population. What is your system of operation? IDF Chief Herzi Halevi, we follow a number of principles: proportionality, distinction, and the laws of war. There were instances where we attacked on the basis of those principles, and instances where we decided not to attack, because we waited for a better opportunity. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, the entire Israeli society is united behind the goal of dismantling Hamas, even if it takes months. Blinken, I don't think you have the credit for that. After a 7-day pause pushed for by the Biden administration, Israel resumed its strikes against Hamas on Friday. Its offensive against the Palestinian terrorist organization is in response to Hamas launching a wide-scale terrorist attack against Israel that killed more than 1,200, including many elderly, women, and children. The organization also kidnapped more than 200, and after releasing about 100 in a hostage exchange with Israel, reportedly still has about 140 in captivity. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.